Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges, and this week we're building up to Good Friday and Easter as we look at Jesus' death, the reasons why he approached death so differently from any other human being, because he was God. So we're looking today at the moment when Jesus gathered with his friends at a table for a traditional Passover meal. As Jews, they were celebrating a great feast, a great festival in Jerusalem. And so Jesus gathered his followers there in an upper room. And that very traditional meal, full of traditional symbols and teachings, turned very non-traditional when Jesus got a hold of it. As they were eating, he took bread. And after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though they all fall away, I will not." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said emphatically, "If I must die with you, I will not deny you." And they all said the same. And they went to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. He came a third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Jesus wanted his followers to remember this moment, to remember his death. He needed them to remember it because he had a great plan. He needed them to remember what had happened in order to appreciate what was going to happen next. However, we humans are forgetful. We forget things. 53% of us say we forget words all the time. 60% of us say we forget where we left something. And 83% of us say we have trouble remembering names. I'm not the only one. Jesus knew all about this, and he knew that his followers were going to forget his teachings, were going to forget who he was. He said that by saying, "They will all fall away." And they did. First Judas, and then another 10, and then Peter, his closest friend, falls away, forgets who Jesus is and what he's planned, and runs away and hides. So Jesus wants to give them something. Since they are feeble humans who forget things, he wants to give them something to remember him by. And so he takes that traditional Passover meal and takes two important elements of it, two familiar foods, bread and wine, and he gives them new meaning. This is important because we humans, when we forget things, we often need a symbol to remember them. For me, I have a wedding ring. I'm married. It's a reminder of that. And it's meaningful and powerful, even though it's just a ring of metal. It reminds me of a very important reality. A reality that can't be encapsulated in a piece of metal, but that I give this piece of metal meaning in order to remember. In the same way, Jesus gave them bread and wine as landmarks so they wouldn't forget where they were going. He said, I want you to do this to remember me. He said, this, remember, is my body, and this is my blood. He was telling them what he was about to do. He was about to give his body and his blood for them. He never wanted them to forget that. He never wanted them to let it slip like they did when they were supposed to be praying with him in the garden. He wanted them to stay awake to that reality, to keep their eyes open and focused on these symbols, if necessary, in order to remember him. And so we give today these symbols great meaning. Churches around the world, in all sorts of different ways, celebrate what we call communion. We take bread and wine, and we remember that Jesus said they were his body and his blood, about to be sacrificed and given for us. Well, we live busy lives today, and we can often take Jesus and this old story about his death and resurrection for granted. And Jesus didn't want that to happen. He gave us these symbols. As we move closer and closer to Friday, when we're going to remember Jesus' death in particular, I've got a question for you to consider. What helps you remember complex and important truths? In the glut of symbols this weekend, the Easter eggs, the bunnies, the ham, and more, what will help you remember Jesus' death as the central focus of it all? I hope you're working with a group or sharing this with somebody. I encourage you to discuss this with them. Have a great discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow.